We're going to read in Luke's Gospel for the last part of the meeting. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. I'm going to read tonight about two men. Okay, in the last part of Luke chapter 18, we're going to start reading at verse number 35. There's a man named Bartimaeus. And then we're going to read the first part of chapter 19, and there's a man named Zacchaeus. Two men. Verse 35 of 18, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they murmured, saying, that he was gone to be guest with a man that was a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I trust that God will bless the reading of this portion of his word with what you've listened to already. So in the last few minutes of the meeting, I want to draw your attention to these two men. Because like you and like me, these men had a problem. Now their problem was different, and it might be different than yours. But both of these men had a problem. Did you catch what it was? One man was blind. He wanted to see Jesus, but he was blind. And he couldn't see him because he was blind. The other man wanted to see Jesus too. He wasn't blind, but he was too short. And everybody else around him was taller than he was. And he couldn't see Jesus. But both men wanted the right thing. Both men had the right desire. They wanted to see the Lord Jesus. So let's just stop right there for a minute. Do you? Because that's what it comes down to. Do you want to see the Lord Jesus? You just heard, if you were listening, that Titus just told us he was saved when he was six, and all he did was believe on the Lord Jesus. But he wanted to. Do you want to? That's what it boils down to. Both of these men had the right desire. They wanted to see the Lord Jesus. Not to just gawk at him. They wanted to see him because they wanted to know him. They heard about the Lord Jesus just like you have. I don't know what you know or don't know about the Lord Jesus, but he came to save us from our sins. That's why he came. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's his whole purpose in coming, was to save us from our sins. Now, do you want to be saved from your sins? These men did. They knew why he came. And yet, he couldn't see him because he was blind. Now, the reason Luke tells us about these two men, right back to back, a blind man and a short man, because whether you know it or not, that's your problem. You got both these problems. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said. John chapter 3, he was talking to another man, and he said this, "You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born again." I'll quote the verse exactly. You tell me if this is not what it means. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can't see it. If you're not saved tonight, you can't see it. Just like this blind man. So spiritually, we have the same problem that Bartimaeus had physically. He was blind. He could not see the Lord Jesus. You could stand there and describe him to him, but he couldn't see him. You could tell him all about him, but he couldn't see him. Now, you might know all about the Lord Jesus, but you can't see him. Because you're spiritually blind. In fact, this book to you, if you're not saved, this book is the deadest book you could ever read. Doesn't mean anything to you. You know why? Because as we who are saved read it, we see the Lord Jesus in it. But you'll read it and you can't see him. Oh, you might read about his name, but you can't see him. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So it doesn't make sense to you. Someone ever describes something to you and they're telling you all about it and you say, "I don't understand." And they explain it again and you say, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." And they explain it again and you go, oh, I see it. Well, you didn't really see something with your eyes, but all of a sudden it made sense. I see it. That's what he's talking about. Spiritually, it doesn't make any sense to you how you could be saved tonight. You know why? Because born in our hearts is a desire to do something to earn God's salvation. But that isn't how it happens. And you will work at it and work at it and work at it because you can't see the truth of it. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But there's another problem. The next man was just too short. I don't have that problem. I happen to be 6'1". But there's people that are too short and they can't see over the crowd. Let me talk to some of you children here. You get stuck in a crowd of big people and you're trying to peek around them and you can't see because all these big people are in your way. Well, here was an older man, but he was only about that high. And all these big people were in his way. And he knew that Jesus was out there, but he couldn't see him. He's trying to peek around this way and that, but he couldn't see him. But he wanted to see him. So let me ask you again. Do you want to see the Lord Jesus? What are you willing to do? Because desire is not enough. You got to act on it. Let's go back to the first man, the blind man. He heard that Jesus was passing by, and he couldn't see him. So he began to call out. Because he knew this. I can't see him, but he can see me. You understand that? While you can't see him, and you don't know him, and you're not safe, he knows you. He can see you. Would you be willing to call out to him like this man did? Only happened to me once, and it was years and years ago. I was preaching in a gospel meeting. I was preaching something like this. And I said, would you be willing? Would you be willing to call out if you wanted to be saved? And a man stood up right in the meeting. And he said, yes, I would. And he came right up to the front. I would love to be saved. And he sat there. And the man professed to be saved because he was willing to stand out. Now, we're not asking you to stand up in a meeting or come to the front in a meeting, but would you be willing to? Would you do what this man did? All those people around him, and he starts calling out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they said, keep quiet, man. Don't do that. Keep quiet. The crowd tried to shut him up. But he wanted to get to Christ. And he couldn't see him. So what he really wanted was for Christ to come to him. Would you like that? That's what being saved is. It's having the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's what he called out for. Let's go to the other man now. This man's so short, he's frustrated. All these big people in his way, all these tall people in his way. So he takes off down the street. How far would you go to get to meet Christ? Well, you've made a good start. You came out to a gospel meeting. A lot of people wouldn't do that, you know, but you did it. Good. This man took off down the street and climbed up a tree. He's going to see Christ. He's going to see him because he's going to pass that way. But he made a big mistake. Nobody ever gets to Christ by looking down on him. I don't know what you think of the Lord Jesus, but don't look down on him. Do you swear on his name today? That's looking down on Christ. Things go wrong? Jesus slip out of your lips? That's looking down on Christ. But Jesus knew this. That man wants to see me. So you know what the Lord Jesus did? He came and he stopped right under the tree. He didn't say, Zacchaeus, you can't look down on me. You know what he said? Zacchaeus, come down. Come down. Now remember, he's a short man. He came down and he looked up at Christ. That's how people get saved. They come down. Would you come down tonight from your high estimation? Would you take the low place? That's what he asked Zacchaeus to do. Just take the low place. And he came down. And it says this. He received him joyfully. He received the Lord Jesus. If I gave you a candy, all you had to do is put your hand out and you could receive a candy. You understand that. But how do you receive a person? How do you receive a person? Because that's how a person is saved. when they receive the Lord Jesus. You receive the Lord Jesus by just opening up to him, just trusting him. That's what Zacchaeus did that day. He just simply received him as his Savior. And the Lord Jesus says that. This day is salvation come to this house, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save the lost. This lost little sinner came down before Christ and received him, and he was saved. You could be saved tonight. You've come short, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the spiritual side of this. This man was physically short. You and I might be taller than he was, but we've come short of God's standard. All of us have fallen short of what God requires, every single one. But if you would receive Christ, you could be saved. Let's jump back to the first man. He's blind. He calls out to the Lord Jesus. The crowd tries to quiet him down. He calls out so much the more, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still. Can you imagine that? The cry of a poor, blind beggar. And the Lord Jesus stood still. You do realize who the Lord Jesus is? He's the Son of God from heaven. By him, all things were created. Without him is nothing created that was created. All things were created by him and for him. That's what the scripture says. This is the great creator, the Lord Jesus, the great creator of all the universe. And he stands still at the cry of a poor, blind beggar. Anybody here a beggar tonight? Put up your hand if you're just a poor, blind beggar. Not a one. This man was lower than us. No one here blind? This man was blind, physically. This man had nothing. No job, no support system, no welfare, just a tin cup. He's a beggar. And yet the Lord Jesus stood still for him. Do you know what he would do for you tonight? He would stand still for you. He would. If you would call out to him like this man did. If you would cry out to him for salvation, he would stand still for you. In fact, when he stood still, he asked the man this: "What do you want? Anything in the world, what do you want?" That's quite a question, especially to give to a beggar. Man that has nothing? If he asked you tonight, "What do you want more than anything else in the world? I can give it to you." What would you say? "Well, I don't have a job. I like a good paying job." Even better than that, just put $2 million in my account. He asks, "What do you want?" The man said one thing: "I want my sight." Why does he want his sight? He tells us why he wants his sight. He wants to see Jesus. That's all he wanted. Just my sight. So I can see him. If I could see him, he thought like you and I think. Seeing is believing. That's what you think? If I could see him, I would believe on him. That's what this poor man thought. Many people think that. If Christ appeared to me, I would believe on him. If I could see him. So the Lord said something. Maybe you never read this way, but I want you to look at it carefully now. The Lord Jesus said, what do you want? He said, that I may receive my sight. What did Jesus say? Okay, receive it. Now right there he had a choice to make. He's blind. He said, I want to receive my sight. And the Lord Jesus said, okay, receive it. Well, Lord, you don't understand. I'm blind. That's what he could have said. How do you receive sight? That's what he could have said. I don't know how, Lord. So what was he asking him to do? Jesus said, receive thy sight. And he believed him. That's what you heard from both those men. He simply believed him. If Jesus said receive, then I believe I can receive it. And immediately, just like that, his eyes were open. And you know what the Lord Jesus said to him? Your faith has given you eyesight? No. No, no. He says, your faith has saved you. You see, he believed on the Lord Jesus. That's salvation. He got eyesight as well, but he believed on the Lord Jesus. He was saved. You could be saved tonight. Would you believe on the Lord Jesus? That's what he's asking. Forget the crowd. A crowd's always a problem, I know that. But forget the crowd. Forget what others might say. Do you want to see Jesus? Do you want him as your Savior? He says, receive me. That's what Zacchaeus did. He just received him. And Jesus said, today he's got salvation. This man, receive your sight. He just took Christ at his word. That's all he could do. If he says receive, well then, I'll receive. And his eyes were opened. And he was saved by the Lord Jesus. That's why we preach the gospel to you, so that you can be saved from all your sins, saved and linked eternally with the Lord Jesus. He received his sight, he followed Jesus, and he was saved by faith. You could have the same thing tonight. We're glad you've come to this meeting, not just to listen to the gospel, but that you might be saved, that you might receive Christ and be saved from all your sins. Let's pray. Father, we thank thee for the gospel that's been preached here tonight. And we pray that thou wilt bless every single person that's come to listen to it. We pray that they would see the importance of desiring to get to Christ, that there might be a real, honest seeking on their part for Christ, for salvation, and that they might receive him and be saved. Bless thy word, part us with thy blessing, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.